Good morning.
I think we should start with the same greeting that our Lord Jesus Christ greets his disciples. Peace be with you. Happy New Year, Church in the Marketplace. It's good to see everyone here. Thank you, Paul, for inviting me. Can you all hear me? Is this right, James? All good? Thank you for inviting me. I'm not a very good preacher. I always get nervous with all these things, especially this high. I feel like I'm going to fall over. I normally share a message where everyone respond, but I don't know whether that's allowed, so I'm not going to be in trouble this morning. But it's good to see you, and I'm not going to teach you or lecture you. I'm going to just share what I kind of reflect about what happened last year and coming into the new year. Is that okay? Yeah? Okay. Every new year, for me, brings a sense of hope. Every new year, there's always this glimpse of hope. Now, year 2020, with all its tragedies and problems and disappointments and darkness and sadness and problems, it's now behind us, thanks be to God. Believe it or not, it's behind us. What lies ahead now is the new year, year 2021. If I look at the situation in the year 2020, I'm kind of reminded of this story in Genesis 32. It's a simple story. Those of us who've been to Sunday school will know this. Those of us who've been in church for quite some time knows this story about Jacob wrestling with this man who's got supernatural physical strength, broke his hip or thigh muscles or joints, blessed him, changed his name, and left him limping and changed the way he walks. I'm going to repeat that. If I look at year 2020 and coming into year 2021, I am reminded of the story of Jacob. Jacob wrestled with a man who's got a physical, supernatural strength, broke his hip or thigh muscle, blessed him, changed his name to Israel, and left him limping, changing the way he walks. He is broken, limping, but blessed. Church in the Marketplace, year 2020, I was broken. I was limping. My world was turned upside down. I don't know about you. Coming into the new year, reading the story of Jacob, knowing that God still bless. You know, we grew up with this image of God that God is always beautiful. God is always great and good. Yes. But there's the other side of God that allows us to be a pilgrim people, a working in progress, one that continues to journey, one that continues to walk in all pathways of life. I don't know if you remember, in the beginning of the year last year, we had bushfires, and then the drought, and then the restrictions. People lost their job. People lost their business. People lost their friends. Then we have to, well, until now, wear masks. We had to debate whether we are socially distancing or physical distancing. Schools were turned upside down. Children were not learning at school. Children were learning at home. University, my goodness, falling apart. Borders were shut. Church were shut. And the worst and the ridiculous thing that I've ever seen my whole life, we ran out of toilet tissue paper. It's just ridiculous. I couldn't find any Bible verse that could actually reconcile that for. Just happened last year. If any of you said, oh, I didn't experience all that, Raymond, then you must be joking, because everyone was affected. When people are overwhelmed with all this disaster and tragedy, they often come up with two questions that they ask themselves. One is, why did this happen? Why? The why question always comes up from you. The second is, how can we move on? How can we move forward? How am I going to get out of it? Broken, limping, but blessed. Story of Jacob. Now, I don't know about you, but if you read before Genesis 32, you read the story of how Jacob and Esau, their brothers, their twin brothers, were fighting against each other. Esau is probably a warrior, so knows how to fight, probably know taekwondo, kickboxing, all those things that is pretty much scary to see. Esau, let's just say, a very lovely person. However, let's just say, knows how to communicate and lie a lot. So he starts deceiving a lot of people, his family, his friends, relatives, everyone that he knows, and becomes rich from that. You see, something was just not right with Jacob doing that. Something was just not right with his relationship with the Creator, with the relationship with his brother, with his relationship with others. Something was just not right. And God has to break in, has to come to him and wrestle with him. You see, all of this deceit, this technique, these tricks are all coming out from Jacob's life. It's almost like it's his strength. If you write in your resume that you're very good in talking, we all know you're a politician, yes? Jacob is somewhat like that. That's his strength. He knows how to talk. He could literally sell you this microphone for $1,000. Maybe it is that price. All of these are coming out from his strength. But you see, God has to break in to Jacob's life to get him to reflect and to be able for him to realize that the source of the strength of his life is not from him. So, if you went through 2020 and you have not drawn closer to God and still rely on your strength and still think, a lot of people still think that you are in control then you are missing the point of 2020. Because at the moment, we are not in control. God is. If you went through and you have not realized how selfish you are, how unjust our society is, how broken our community is, then you have missed the point of 2020. If we can run out of toilet tissue paper last year, we need to reflect that is selfish. Yes? Can you hear me? Is this church in the marketplace or am I just talking to the wall here? Good morning, church in the marketplace. You know, year 2020 have really taught me to love God more. I have never scribbled and, let's just say, highlight, write things on my Bible has ever been. It's almost broken now. It's pages falling apart. Went through 2020, taught me to love God more, to love others more. And yes, I am broken. And yes, I lost. Yes, I am limping. But thanks be to God, I am still breathing. I am still blessed. And I can see all of your beautiful faces today at Church in the Marketplace. Turn to the person sitting next to you. Look at it. Aren't we grateful? Happy New Year. Yes. That's the first point. The point of your last year is to draw you closer to God. How can then we move on? We're broken. We're limping. Our walks away will never be the same again. Yes? The way Jacob will walk, it's not going to be the same. Do you know why God disjoint the thigh muscle? Now, does anyone here play badminton? I'm Indonesian, so I play badminton. I don't do cricket and all those things that you guys do. There's one time I played badminton and my back, my goodness, spasm happened. Now I couldn't get up. I couldn't do anything. I was just literally laying there on the court, can't do anything. Now if you sprain your ankle, you could still, you know. If you hurt your arm, you could still go to the doctor. Hurt your back, my goodness. Meloxicam, 500 milligram, please. Yes? There's a reason why God struck Jacob's thigh to let you know that there is no control in that anymore. It is only God. So then how can we move on? Broken, limping, but blessed. Isaiah 60 says, arise and shine. Your light has come. God's glory is upon you. Now, when I read that, Isaiah 60, I reflect again to Jacob's story. Jacob called the place Peniel. Means, I saw God, the face of God. Now, friends, Jacob could actually call that name differently. Yes? He could call Church in the Marketplace or somewhat, or something else, in different language maybe. Jacob could also curse that place. He could also say, what happened here broke my hip. What happened here was a crisis. What happened here was a disaster in my life. Jacob can turn around and curse God. Yes? But he called the place Peniel because he saw God and yet his life is preserved. If you went through 2020 and you are here right now and in the at home where you are, you cannot be grateful and say thank you to God, then there's something wrong with you. If you continue to whinge and continue to curse and blame 2020, you can't move on. Here is a new year calling you to start again, to begin again. The adventure is real. The calling is there. The year lies ahead. You can call this year a curse, or you can call this, like Jacob, a place of blessing where he saw God at work. Jacob no longer sees the strength of his life is in his tie. He now see that the strength of his life is in God. When I reflect both of this, the story of Jacob and Isaiah, I look towards Jesus. I look towards Jesus. Jesus made a wonderful sermon in Matthew 5. The Beatitudes. Blessed are you, blessed are you, blessed are you, blessed are you. You are blessed. And then he said, you are the salt. You are the light of the world. You see, this is the same experience that Jesus wants us to go through. Yes, COVID-19 is not a happy situation. But if your prayer life able to transform what's bad into a blessing, then this is what is meant for the kingdom of God to exist. If we can show as a church that we can love God and love others more this year, transforming our community into a more just and peaceful community, then friends, we're doing that work that Jesus called us to be, the light of the world. When I say the light of the world, and in John 8 verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. That does not mean you carry on a light bulb everywhere and you go around Bondi and being ridiculous. That's not what I mean. Your life becomes a revelation. Your life reveals that love, that story, that transformation that you learned last year and you bring it to this year so that others can find and grab that hope. That's the light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus also said, you are the light of the world. Should we remain in darkness? No. Should we continue to whinge about 2020? No. Yes, we can wear the mask, but no one can shut down our voice. Yes. We could be distancing. Safety is important. But no one can ruin our connection, our love towards each other. This year, I've been reflecting on the basis of union. The Uniting Church has got this wonderful, profound document that encourages us all to look at ourselves as pilgrim people. People on the way. Have you heard of that? Yes? What I meant by pilgrim people is back to the basic, back to the Bible. We all know that the Israel will form on the way from Egypt to the promised land. We know that the disciples of Jesus will form from Galilee to Jerusalem. Always on a journey. And we know the church in the marketplace is not done yet. It's still on the journey, a work in progress. Next week, the Reverend Peter Chapman will be here. You are blessed by a minister. Don't burn him out. I hope he's not watching. I don't know whether he's watching. I know the guy. You can't just transfer all the light ministry to him. The Bible says you are the light. He will accompany and resource you and make you grow. But the central point is, church, you are the light. Yes, it's tiring, exhausting, yet inspiring to live as though hope is possible. It's tiring. I know. Just because I'm like, what, 5 feet above you doesn't mean like I'm better than you. No. I'm also experiencing that tiredness, that exhaustion. But I choose, like Jacob, to see the blessing of God. When I say blessing, it's not something that's transactional that you receive. When I say blessing, I'm seeing what God is doing in my life, in my church, in my community. The road to hope is always tiring. Because you are, I guess, straight away leading yourself towards the powers that will remove that hope. So you're always struggling and wrestling. But don't worry. Each of us in God will find our pathway. Jesus is the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Now, I did make a title in this sermon, This Little Light of Mine, and I'm going to let it shine. Now, if you don't understand my Indonesian English sermon just then, please just know that the light inside you, let it shine in the community. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.